Hello, 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 hello.
Hello! Yo, why do you have three mics on?
Because I didn't remember which one was yours, and I think it's white mic.
I don't know, is it?
Can you hear yourself?
I think so.
Well, then yes.
Cool.
Oh, you're not registering, though.
Oh, we'll switch it over then.
Try now.
Yeah.
No, neither one working.
Is this mic on?
I have no idea. Now I hear it.
There it is.
It's right. White mic. Okay.
All right. Hello from the white mic.
Hey, so I'm Owen. This is white mic.
Hey, no, I'm not white mic.
And this is Two Dat. Two Dudes Assorted Tunes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in...
Eastern Pennsylvania.
Yes, sir. And...
That's right. Oh, yeah.
Well... Well, it's definitely white mic because I can hear you moving the equipment.
I know. We figured it out.
So stop doing that. I didn't think we'd start this early this week. But that's fine.
Microphone sounds with Jake and Owen.
We got a good show for you tonight. And it starts out pretty strong.
Yo, your mic's really hot.
Your mic's really hot. White mic. White mic's really hot.
Stop calling me White Mike. That's rude.
Huh? Then stop being White Mike. You could have been Yellow Mike. You could have been Blue Mike. Blue Mike's right here. You could have been Blue Mike, but you chose. And you chose White Mike.
All
right. So, yeah.
That's White Michael to
you. But you're right. Mine is a little bit high. My voice is a little bit high.
Yeah.
But this song gets a little bit lower.
Okay.
In terms of bass.
All right.
What bass?
Bass?
It's a good song.
Bass.
Bass. Bass, bass. All right, I'm done with this.
Bass.
Weight of Love, Black Keys.
Toot it!
Thank you.
don't see what, Owen?
I don't see Weezer to be as good as The Strokes if you compare Is This It's the Blue Album.
Really?
If I'm being completely honest, yeah. I love the Blue Album, don't get me wrong, but I really, really love Is This It.
I know.
So, hopefully that was enough clue to let you know that we're arguing again about me not listening to any other Strokes album besides Is This It.
Which is dumb.
His argument was that Weezer made the Blue Album.
As their first album, it is a perfect album, and nothing they've made since then. And in my opinion,
has been great.
No, well, Pinkerton is like really that. Good, but like, yeah, they haven't topped the Blue Album for me ever. And they've had a lot of Snickers along the way.
I like the Blue Album, but I don't see it to be like, if I had to choose one to be a perfect album, I would choose Is This It over the Blue Album.
Okay, I like the Blue Album.
I know.
Is This It?
Well, then that would explain your opinion on the matter as opposed to mine.
All right, but, like, the Blue Album, man.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, man. Anyways, so, Owen's a stubborn boy.
Here's a band, a song off of an album for a band that is not a Blue Album, but a Red Album. Blue Album came later.
Yeah.
This is a Day Tripper.
Well,
by
actually, it came out at the same time.
Okay, but it was later songs. This is 62 to 66. The other is late 66 to 69.
But that's not what you said.
I know, but that was what I meant. And people who know the Beatles know that.
But that's not what you said, Owen. You're lying to the people now. Don't be a liar.
You're fake news.
You're fake news.
Here's Day Tripper by the Beatles.
You're fake news. Ayo.
Yeah.
It's the Beatles, man.
It was the Beatles.
It's the Beatles.
The Beatles.
Man.
Yeah, one of the better songs that got left off. Honestly, a lot of the singles that like got left off of actual albums are really good.
Yeah, man.
I'd say like over half, which is not typical for like B-side singles for a band.
That's possible.
But
I mean, the Beatles didn't really make all that many bad songs, so like I'm not that surprised.
Yeah.
They were pretty good at just not being bad.
And that's all anyone can really try to do.
Yeah, that's about the best you can hope for.
Be good and not being bad.
Yeah. Sometimes, you're not, things are like super weird and you're not sure if they're good or bad.
Yes. You like that dead air?
Dead air.
Dead air. I had something I want to say, now I forget. It's okay. I'll remember later.
Do you want to get freaky?
Let's get freaky. Freaky. I hate myself. Hollywood Freaks, Beck.
I hate yourself too.
I love this album.
What?
I love this album.
What?
Let's go. Say what? Tweak my nipple, champagne and ripple, shamans go cripples, sales go triple. We drop lobotomy beats, evaporated meats in high-tech streets. We go solo, dance floors and talk shows, hot dogs, no-dos, hot sex and back rows. I wanna know what makes you scream. Be a 20 million dollar fantasy. Treat you real good. Fancy jeans, Hollywood freaks from the Hollywood scene. Guys are real good if you want a piece. Hear my name! Funny people know I'm that type of freak. Sure. People look so snooty, take pills, make them moody. Automatic bazooty, zero to tutti, fruity. Sex in the halls, Niagara Falls. Local shopping malls receive anonymous calls. Hot luggage cheetah. Neon mamacita, eat at taqueria, pop locking beats from Korea, looking like jailbait, selling lots of real estate, looking like a hot day, banging like an 808. What say what? Be a 20 million dollar fantasy. Treat you real good, expensive jeans. Hollywood freaks on the Hollywood scene. Guys are real good if you want a piece. Keep my nose. Funny people know I'm that type. Something tells me you wanna go home. Champagne bottles, custom clothes you own. Calling up from special area codes. Hollywood nuns with the Hollywood phones. I got nothing to do, nowhere to go. I'll tell you what you want if you want to know. Satin sheets, tropical oils. Turn up the heat till the swimming pool boils. The alpha neighbors, read it in my papers. Making all those gentlemen cry. Realistic tears.
Do you like that?
Yeah, one more time.
I wanna know what makes you scream. Be a 20 million dollar fantasy. Treat you real good, expensive jeans. Hollywood freaks from the Hollywood scene.
Guys are real good if you want a piece. Funny people know I'm that type of freak.
Driving my Mercedes, probably have my baby. Shop at Old Navy, you wish she was a lady.
Sex in back rows, you know. Hyundai's tricked out in Christmas in July. 6.2%. Yeah, you fill in the blanks. Strictly Tutti Frutti. Automatic Missouri. Yeah, I'll mix some.
business with leather.
Hot milk. Hot milk.
It's... what is that? Do you hear that? Like that rattling?
Yeah.
Something's happening.
I don't know, man.
It's poor weather. It's actually, the weather was really not that bad. Something's breaking the studio, so we'll come back to that, I guess, later. But right. I really like this album. Like, I love this album. It's so weird and nonsensical. So
yeah, dude.
We played it a couple times on the show before, I'm pretty sure. I think...
Have we?
I think we played only one song off of it. I thought we only done Loser on the show.
I could be wrong. I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like at this point I would have already brought it up, but maybe not.
I don't know.
But it's just such a strange album. I looked at it like, do I go with something that's like kind of weird, or do I go something with that's super weird?
Oh, you super weird, yeah.
And so we went super weird with Hollywood Freaks. But Midnight Vultures, it's very different than like any of the other albums I've heard by Beck.
You know what all I can say about that is?
Yeah.
I it's the only Beck album, as far as I know, with the lyric Hot Milk.
I'm pretty sure that's probably a fact. But no, because I'm so long preface. Every week, I live on Mafia. Mafia's music appreciation floor on campus. Every week we do an album of the week, and we got a lot of interest for it. We got a lot of interest for it over the last, like, basically since the semester started. So it'll probably be the case that most people can only get like one a semester.
Yeah.
Because I know last semester, I feel like a couple people might have, I think one person might have gotten two. It's not super common, but basically next semester will probably be the last time, or like, I'll only get one more. And I'm trying to figure out what album I want to pick, and that's in my like top tier of one of those, what those selections would be.
All right.
Because, like I said, there's just a bunch of layering and weird stuff going on and a lot of different cool sounds. And
nothing makes sense.
That always makes for good albums of the week.
Yes.
And I bring up album of the week twofold because this next song comes off of our last week's album of the week.
I've been trying to do
every week is pick one of the songs from the albums of the week.
Yep.
But this week we got Anderson .Paak,
Anderson
Malibu.
.Paak. Yeah, it was a really good album.
It was.
I was a fan.
Amazing, and
I had listened to it a few times before, but like I got really into it.
Yeah, well, I said this at album of the week, but I had the same kind of relationship with Anderson .Paak that I did with Frank Ocean.
All right,
where like when I heard of Frank Ocean, I found his mixtape on Dat Piff in like the odd future, like when they were all getting big.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I expected him to be a rapper, and so I downloaded it and listened to it, and was immediately caught off guard, and just like decided after that not to listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing happened with Anderson .Paak. It wasn't really major because he didn't really have a ton of stuff, but I just heard one thing. I was like, oh no, that's not what I thought it was going to be. And it wasn't until someone showed me his Tiny Desk concert with NPR,
right,
where I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah, and I watched that too, I think. I think you sent that to me.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty sure I showed that to you.
I was
when we started watching like the bunch of Tiny Desk concerts. But
well, I'd seen it before. We did that recently, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I had seen it before that though.
Okay. Well, because I showed it to you before that, but then
did we do the same thing twice?
Again. Yes.
Yeah.
Because I thought you hadn't seen it yet.
Right. RIP.
But yeah, and it was just, I recommend everyone go check it out because I think it's my favorite Tiny Desk concert that I've seen.
It's really good.
But I listened to Venice, which is his first album, which is like pretty good, but not like superb. And so I hadn't really listened to much of this one. And then it got picked, so we got a chance to listen to it.
Yeah.
And so this is the first song they do in the Tiny Desk concert. No, it is not. That's something completely different.
Why was that playing?
I have no idea. I don't even know where the is pulled up by Talking Heads, but I don't know where that even came from because that's nowhere on this screen.
Well, I don't know, man.
Spotify is weird, man.
Spotify got real weird.
Spotify got weird.
Why do you do this, Spotify?
But this is the first song they did on the Tiny Desk concert. And I think it might be my favorite on the album.
It's really, really good.
So here's Come Down by Anderson .Paak.
onto that.
Y'all got me hot.
Before Vietnam, when boards were long and hair was short, the center of the surfing world was a place called Malibu.
Where'd the gravy come from?
Brussels.
Young Gravy. Young Gravy on probation. Gravy off probation. Anyone who doesn't know what I'm referencing, go look up Young Gravy on Spotify.
Don't do it.
3 minutes of your life that you'll never get back, but at least one in 500 listeners will thank themselves for doing it. It's a very, very specific type of humor.
I highly doubt one in five people will appreciate.
I said one in 500.
Oh, 500?
One in 500.
Oh, okay. All right. I can see that.
Yeah.
I have PSAs here.
If you like Eric Andre, then you'll probably like Young Gravy.
I like Eric Andre, but I don't like Young Gravy.
Well, that's because you're not listening to it right. Anyway, there's PSAs.
I'm gonna grab a random one and chuck it at you.
All right.
It's this one.
Is it random, or did you make sure to specifically?
I just grabbed that in the middle.
Okay, because I feel like you made sure to specifically make sure that it wasn't the one I wanted.
I'm pretty sure I got rid of all of them a while ago.
Why would you do that?
You know exactly why.
One day I'm just going to go off on a tangent and tell the story just for old time's sake.
I know you are, and I'm afraid of that day.
Well, today is not that day.
I appreciate that.
Today is a day that you need to get mortgage help. This is why. Call 888-995-HOPE.
888-995-HOPE.
MakingHomeAffordable.gov is also a viable option of contact.
A viable option of contact.
Did you know about 1 in 17 homeowners has fallen behind on his or her mortgage payments, and more juggling expenses to make ends meet?
I did.
Did you know that exact number? 1 in 17. You knew that?
No.
I didn't think so.
Nah.
Making Home Affordable offers a range of mortgage assistance solutions that have already helped more than 1.5 million families nationwide. Nationwide is on your side.
All right. No, I didn't know that. Again, specific numbers, though.
There are more options available now than ever before.
That I probably knew.
Since launching in 2009, Making Home Affordable programs have been expanded to help more homeowners get meaningful mortgage relief and avoid foreclosure.
I mean, that makes sense. That's about the right timeline.
Yeah. So, check this out. This PSA is in Spanish, if anyone...
Oh, boy.
...wants that. If
Hola, PSA.
...would be interested in hearing that, slash would prefer that over us speaking. Because, you know, multiculturalism, learning a new language. I'm in a Spanish class right now, and I'm having a ton of fun with it. Yeah.
I'm tired.
So, you know... What's your turn, PSA.
I don't know what this one is. I want to be a bench. Recycle me. Yo, that's so emo.
Is that it? Is that the PSA?
No, I'm putting the other ones down so I can open this up.
Jake Garber wants to be recycled. Confirmed.
Confirmed. Recycle me. I want to be a bench. Make me a bench. Oh, the other side says, I want to be a bike. Recycle me.
Is it the same thing?
Well, it's a picture of
a bench and a bike.
It's a picture of a bicycle instead of a picture of a bench. It's a bike,
but with a bench on it too, so that people can ride around while you bike.
Have you ever seen those round bikes with like benches on all sides?
I think so.
They're real weird.
Yeah.
It's like a touristy thing. I've seen them in like down south, in like on like some islands and stuff like that.
Huh.
Like in the Caribbean. They're really weird. Anyways, recycle me. All right, Americans.
That's me.
That's us. Generated approximately.
Well, it's definitely me. We're not sure about you yet.
250 million tons of trash.
Hashtag is Jake Garber American.
Yes.
Run it.
In 2011, while recycling or composting only 87 million tons of this material, equivalent to a 34.7% recycling rate. You ready for Did You Know?
Yeah.
All right. Did you know, Owen? Despite ink. I know. It's kind of dark in here. I'm going to turn this light on real quick.
You're the one who turned the light off.
That light's not plugged in.
Well, there you go.
Rip. All right.
Oh, this light's usually on, but it's not today.
That's all right. Did you know, despite increased visibility of public recycling receptacles and curbside programs, recycling rates are low and could be increased greatly?
I mean, I didn't explicitly know that fact, but that makes intuitive sense.
Yes. Did you know the goal of the campaign is to transform recycling into a daily social norm?
I didn't, because I didn't know there was a campaign or what the campaign is or what it does.
Oh, the campaign is iwanttoberecycled.org.
Oh, then yeah. No.
All right. Did you know curbside programs are offered to approximately 60% of communities?
That seems high.
Really?
Yeah, that seems like more than I would expect.
Huh. Some of the challenges Americans face are inconvenience or lack of access, lack of awareness and motivation, and general confusion about what, where, and how to recycle.
I just love the idea of this dude.
General confusion. Hey, man, what do you know about recycling? I don't know.
I'm just thinking there's this guy, he's just standing with a recycling bin on one side, trash can on another side, and he's like got this thing in his hand and he's just sweating bullets. He's like, I don't know which to use.
Do you suffer from general confusion?
But yeah, no, that doesn't surprise me either, because honestly...
Then you might have recycling.
Okay. Well, that's good. Everyone should recycle.
All right.
I like those.
Well, yeah.
I don't remember why, but when I was in high school, I think, maybe it was middle school, but.
Was it high school?
It was one of the two.
Was it middle school?
It was somewhere in that age range.
But which one?
It doesn't matter. For some reason, we took a field trip to a garbage disposal plant.
Wait, how old were you during this?
I have no idea. It was somewhere between the ages of sixth grade and graduation.
Useless.
But we took a field trip to the garbage disposal place, but they were like, yeah, we have a machine that basically like it basically gets all the recyclable stuff, not all of it, but as much as they can of the recyclable stuff out of like just garbage streams.
Yeah.
So even if you throw stuff in the trash, there's still a chance it'll get recycled, which I think is really cool.
That sounds like the deluxe system. I don't think most places have that.
But even with that, what my point is, that's really cool, and I'm glad that that's like something they can start kind of working through. But
I've seen it the other way around, where they take the trash out of the recycling stream.
Well, I mean, you have to in order to recycle it. My point is that even that, which is really cool, is not 100% perfect. And like misses a lot of stuff that could be recycled. So learn what can and can't be recycled, and recycle it. Recycling is cool.
Science,
dude.
Environment.
You know who else is cool?
What?
J. Cole.
Okay.
And J. Cole's on a song with a dude named Joey.
He's cool too, man.
He's cool too.
He's actually pretty badass.
Indeed. This is legendary.
Yeah. Getting better every January, it's very scary. They gon' recognize eventually. I take it if they don't give it to me. Swear all of it was written for me. By a higher conscious spiritually.
Up
in the wave, jump in the plane, get on my wave right now. I want you to believe not only in me, but have some faith in yourself. I wish you peace and good health, happiness and some wealth. I threw a coin in the well, cause I was feeling so well. A token of how I felt, never heard it for fail. Not a noise, not a sound, still no reason to doubt. Quality what I sell, quantity in the cells. Quantum physics myself, count a million atoms of cells. This life I'm living it out, damn right my vision is now. Don't let them prison your sound, build the strength to break out. My brother's at the brick house, the undercover stakeout. Can't you see it's a trap, the type of shit I think about. I sense they needed my help, that's why I had to reach out. What you think I do it for? My brother's under a spell. It's clear we living in hell, the life of a black male. Right out the womb you come out, and it's a bunch of black male just waiting for you to fail. A special room in a jail with your name, a number on it. So you property now, I see you properly now. It's what the poverty about, it's all they gave in Monopoly. Trying to cop me a house, and that fit in the room until I fit in my tomb and introduced to my doom. They say the end coming soon.
Legends, they never die. Them buildings only multiply. So put your fire up in the sky, cause they won't ever kill the lie. They say the legends, they never die. Them buildings only multiply. So put your fire up in the sky, cause they won't ever kill the lie. Tables keep turning, which way do I go? The fire's burning inside of my soul. Tables keep turning, which way do I go? The fire's burning inside my control.
Ready for whatever comes, I hope for the best. I taste the peace and pray that never leave my tongue. But yet, before long the feeling's done. Perhaps I was foolish, just like a boy that prays to only see the sun. Maybe life happens like tides. 1 minute you're low and feeling shallow, then all of a sudden you rise. Just ride the wave, I say to myself. Find a way, the weight of my wealth is honestly a lot to bear. I play the game of stacking, knowing that I ought to share. How much does a man need? How much can he hoard before it's greed? How can a rich father teach humbleness to his seed? Just questions, the stubborn all get taught tough lessons. I look at all I got like what's missing. God is my only guess, cause yes, faith relieves the stress. I find peace again when I find him and see I'm blessed, real blessed. Life has always got me wondering.
Wondering.
Am I doing it right? Am I hurting myself? Am I wrong in the ones that love me the most? What a burden to have. There ain't no way to live. Or maybe it is. Or maybe it is.
Tables keep turning. Which way do I go? The fire's burning inside of my soul. Tables keep turning. Which way do I go? Fire's burning, it's out my control.
Legends, they never die. Them dreams only multiply. So put your fire up in the sky, cause they won't ever kill the lie. They say the legends, they never die. Them dreams only multiply. So put your fire up in the sky, cause they won't ever kill the lie.
This is legendary, it's never secondary.
getting better every January. The idea of it alone is very scary. I kill my enemies by any means necessary. I said, this is legendary. It's never secondary. Getting better every January. The idea of it alone is very scary. I kill my enemies by any means necessary.
Necessary. So yeah, I don't know how much to say. I just feel like that song probably hasn't gotten a lot of airplay, but it should.
Probably not, yeah.
Because
I dig it.
Yeah. It's a song that you just... You get so invested in it, like, it just sounds so good, and then you listen to the lyrics, and they're very intense.
Yeah.
But it works very well. And honestly, this whole album, All American Badass.
Yeah, no, I've been really meaning to listen to more
it's,
Joey
it's
Badass.
It's good. And I couldn't... I really liked listening to him, but I just couldn't get into it, into his music for a while in the way that, like, made me keep coming back to it. But I've listened to this album quite a few times since I, like... For head first listen
yeah, I've
to
heard
it.
A lot of really good things about that album.
So
yeah.
What he did is working, at least for me.
Mm. And I'm definitely interested. So. Yeah.
So check it out. Spotify, Spotify.com.
Spotify.
If you're in college, you can get Spotify Premium for $5, and they'll also give you Hulu.
Spotify. So,
come watch Hulu. It's good. If you already have your parents' Netflix account, now you got a free Hulu account.
Hooray!
It's best of both worlds.
Wait, no, it's with Spotify, not Netflix.
I know, but if your mom already has a Netflix account and you just have access to it, then you've already got the Netflix account.
Yeah, but that's not relevant. Because that doesn't help you get Hulu.
I know, what I'm saying is good to have both of them because there's some stuff that's on Netflix that isn't on Hulu and there's some stuff that's on Hulu that isn't on Netflix.
Well, obviously, but we weren't talking about Netflix.
I know.
If we're going to talk about that, we have to mention Amazon also.
I just kind of inherently assume that everyone has Netflix and, yeah, I guess most students also have, like, Amazon Prime.
Or probably.
At least had it at one point.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just kind of assume that everyone has Netflix.
All right.
Which usually isn't that far off.
That's true.
Like, not because they specifically have it, because one of their friends has it, or their parents have it, or, like, someone they know who was like, hey, I trust you enough to give you one of my 3 passwords, like, was like, here, it's Netflix, and then you say thank you, and you move on.
All right.
And then you never talk to that person again, but you have Netflix now.
Okay. What's next on the playlist?
Not Netflix.
Not Netflix?
But it is red.
Oh, okay.
Red,
huh?
Yeah. Do you know what it is?
No.
You put it here.
I did?
Yeah.
What is it?
You put it here. A$AP Rock.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Blood Sandwich, man.
Steps up to the plate, little brother, little league, 87, he was 8. Rookie season for the skinny slugger, newly at a T-ball. Pit against the pitcher with a ripper you could eat off. Church, then a grip of loans, run a third first. Granny yelling, go Cubs, nose in a word search. See MILFs like apes on a monolithic bleacher in an advocating war and peace in lieu of sport and leisure. Hi, Peggy. I was 10, chewing on a sweet tart. Little brother, left field, Queens Guard. Mean arm, knees bent, 2 out, 2 on bags. When I caught him staring down at something moving through the grass. Hold up, tag runner in a hole. Cast rotate, not before he could identify the culprit. Granny yelling, go Cubs, Graham yelling, go Fur. New left fielder, give a f*** about a homer. Got a homie, little rodent, head and shoulders at a supple. No baseball in the bubble. Ruh-roh, parents thought it adorable. The players followed suit, inning crawling to a close. Head coach not amused, coach seeing red. Coach on the diamond, dragging 27 inches of aluminum behind him when he transfers third. The families turn nervous, the following is a transcript. The man versus vermin, here we go. Man stands out by a hole. Pest pops up to patrol. Man plays live whack-a-mole in a scene that would try every childish adult. Whoa, poor boy with a ball mitt thrown over the fence. Coach at the bench. Both teams lose. Good game, good game. Granny yelling, go Cubs, Cubs ain't playing. My little brother is a funny dude. A lot of funny happened to him. My other brother pretty funny too. Ain't seen him in a minute though.
runners. I wanna put one up for my brothers. Just in case of rough waters, I wanna put one up for my brothers. Yep, not a part of the machine. Big brother, big idea, 9016. Noi button T, plaid flannelated adolescent art kid. Tony Hawk hair, skinny puppy denim, and a record player vomiting alien sex fiend. Peel sessions in a Christian home for field testing. Real youth in a palm of your hand when your mom thinks Satan is involved in a band. We were buried in the Village Voice, checking it was playing where. Pulled his head up out the paper, pushing out a single tear. Five words like a beacon, a light in a mist. Ministry live at the Ritz, it was Christ is risen. A crisp. Three loaves, two fish. Miracle of mechanized loops on 2 inch. Coming to a theater, he would be there in the flesh. Moms didn't say no, but she didn't say yes. Cop tickets, side of plot tickets. Countdown of ultimate concert experience. Mom's still worrying. Why are they called ministry? Are they a cult? Maybe she could probably investigate. Bought a mag with an Al Jurgensen interview. Read a couple sentences. Glanced at a pick or two or three. That's all. No fair trial. Simply, you will not be going to the show, and that's final. What occurred next were the top of the lungs of a son who unjustly had lost what he loved. In a moment that would transcend anger to high art said, this is something I am willing to die for. Can you even imagine a death in a band from industrial fandom? Anyway, nobody count no concert and Chris kicked rocks in his mismatched Converse. My older brother is a funny dude. A lot of funny happened to him. We hadn't spoken in a couple months. I called him last night. How you doing?
I like Aesop Rock. I listen to that album a lot. It's The Impossible Kid. Came out. When did that come out?
2013,
years ago?
I think.
Oh, that's longer ago than I thought.
No, it was 2016. My bad.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Hey.
What?
Don't start getting me thinking I'm wrong.
I just didn't think
when I'm actually right, man.
I'm come sorry. On. I just thought it came out earlier. Now I have Bazooka Tooth on vinyl.
I know, actually. Bazooka Tooth is also a really good one.
Yeah.
I like Impossible Kid, though. Like, a lot.
Yeah, no. No, this is a very good song.
Pretty much any time I feel like listening to Aesop Rock, it's because I feel like listening to Impossible Kid. And then when it's over, if I still feel like listening to Aesop Rock is when I listen to his other stuff.
That makes sense. That's fair.
It's so good, man. Anyways, I like that song a lot. You know, especially, I guess, out of all the songs on the album.
Yes.
It's really good.
Indeed it is.
Hey, what's next? I keep forgetting. I can't remember. Okay.
Well, this is the one
here.
That you didn't... I feel like you know this song.
Oh,
but you
right,
didn't know
right.
about it.
Yeah.
And so I didn't want to tell you anything, because I want to know whether or not you know the song. And if you don't know the song, I want to know how you feel about the song.
All right, well, let's find out.
It's a lot less serious than that of the song.
Okay.
This is Le Tigre and Decepticon.
Decepticon.
Who took the bomb? Thank you.
see you later.
I'm surprised that you don't know that song.
No, I don't know that song.
Well, their first album isn't on Spotify for some reason. Their other albums are.
Spotify.
But the first album isn't, which is what this is off of, but it was in the soundtrack for a movie.
What movie?
So it's there. The Punk Singer.
Oh, I don't know that one. Okay.
But, yeah, and so that's why it's
all right
on here. But it's frustrating because their first album is good. I mean, their other albums are good, too, but, like,
see,
you know.
See, I feel like they're not, though. I thought that was really annoying.
A little bit, but it's not all like that.
Is it the same person singing?
No.
Are you sure?
At least not in that style.
All right. You promise?
Yeah.
All right. Fine. Maybe it is good.
Do you want to hear something else or do you want to
not
move
really.
On?
Okay. I would like to move on.
All right. Well, if anyone else
I have
to
a,
say something
there's,
else.
While the song was playing, Owen pulled up the artist page on Spotify. So I saw a picture of the band. There's three women. And I'm having a really hard time believing that whichever one of them was singing is the best out of the three of them. I'm
just
having a hard time.
The song. I feel like it was the style of the song.
But why? It's so annoying, man.
Hey, it worked. It's their most popular song.
I don't know why, man. I don't get it. I don't get the joke.
Well, hopefully at least you get the joke to this next one.
Hope so, man.
You know what it is?
Is
Say
it not,
a thing.
Is it?
Of course it is.
It's the thing, isn't it?
It's
got to be the thing.
It's, of course it's the thing.
It's got to. Yeah.
I was hoping Henry would be here by now, but he had to print out stuff for his courses.
Yeah, no, he's just chilling in my room, I think, using the printer still. I don't know.
But yeah.
Whatever.
Oh,
we'll see him soon.
Well, no, I just figured he would be here for this, but that's okay.
Rip.
What is it?
Well, we got to talk to Peter first.
Oh, yeah. Well, Peter doesn't listen to the show.
But we can text him and tell him to listen to the show.
See, that's the thing that we should have done already.
We should have
done. He's not going to be...
Yeah,
been
you're
busy
right.
Lately. I mean,
you're
text
right.
him anyway.
You're right.
He'll come in the middle of the song if he comes, but...
Yeah, well...
But yeah, no. Peter is obsessed with this meme. Like...
It's a good meme.
100% absolutely obsessed. But this is an actual song that was actually made, recorded, and listened to... 26 million times.
Yeah.
So we're gonna make that 26 million in one. Here's Big Shaq with Man's Not Hot.
Yo. Big Shaq, the one and only. Man's Not Hot. Never hot. Scrap. Skitty-cat-cat. Boom. 2 + 2 = 4. -1, that's 3. Quick maths. Everyday man's on the block, smoke trees. See your girl in the park, that girl was a uckers. When the ting went quack, 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 you man were ducking. Hold tight, ask me, my brother, he's got a pumpy, big ting. Hold tight, my man,
my guy,
he's got a frisbee. A trap, trap, trap on the phone, moving that cornflakes. Rice Krispies, hold tight, my girl whip me. On the road doing 10 toes, like my toes.
Like my toes.
You man thought I froze. See a pen girl on a post.
Chilling.
If she ain't on it, I post. Ha! Look at your nose.
Check your nose, man.
You donut. Nose long like garden hose. I tell a man's not hot. I tell a man's not hot. The girl told me, take off your jacket. I said, babe, man's not hot.
Never hot.
I tell a man's not hot.
Never hot.
I tell a man's not hot.
Never hot.
The girl told me, take off your jacket. I said, babe, man's not hot.
Never hot.
Hop out the four door with the 4-4. It was 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Us, man.
Chilling in the corridor.
Yo.
Your dad is 44. And he's still calling man for a draw.
Look at him. Look at him.
Let him know. When I see him, I'm gonna spin his jaw.
Finish.
Take man's Twix by force.
Take it.
Send man's shot by force.
Send him.
Your girl knows I've got the sauce.
Flexing.
No ketchup.
None.
Just sauce.
Saucy.
Raw sauce. Yo. Boom. The ting goes. Skitty kick, pop, 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 and a pop, pop, boom, boom, boom. Ski, ah, do, 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 boom, boom.
You done know.
I tell a man's not hot,
man's not.
I tell a man's not hot,
never hot.
The girl told me, take off your jacket. I said, babe, man's not hot,
never hot.
I tell a man's not hot. I tell a man's not hot,
never hot.
The girl told me, take off your jacket. I said, babe, man's not hot.
Man can never be hot,
never hot. Perspiration ting,
spray that.
Links effects.
Come on.
You didn't hear me, did you?
Nah.
Use roll on.
use that. Or spray. Shh. But either way, A, B, C, D.
Alphabet thing.
The ting goes grrrr. Ah. Skitty kick. And the poop poop. Boom, boom. Skia. Do 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 do. Boom, boom. You done know. Big shot. Man's not hot. I tell a man's not hot, never hot. 40 degrees and man's not hot, come on, yo. In the sauna, man's not hot, never hot. Yeah. Skiddy cap, pop, pop.
Shout out my boy Peter, who ended up listening because we played Man's Not Hot.
Man's Not Hot.
So it's very late in the show, basically at the end of it. It's, but yeah, if you listen to the show up to this point, send us middle finger. I'm Owen Robinette, no punctuation on Snapchat.
I'm the one true Jake.
And send us a middle finger. Let us know you're listening. Don't tell us whether you like it, whether you hate it, because we don't care.
Just give us that bird.
Man's not hot.
Man's not hot.
But yeah, no, I thought it was funny. Russell's. I would say, because he says at the time, 40 degrees, man's not hot. But... like, in here in America, it sounds like, oh, that's like, yeah, no, that's not hot.
Yeah,
40 degrees Fahrenheit. But if you think about Celsius,
it's pretty chilly.
It's a little bit hot.
A little bit hot.
So, but yeah, shout out to everyone who listened. Send us middle fingers. Let us know that you listened. Care in some sense.
Do that.
You care enough to listen, whether you care because you hate us. You listen out of spite or you listen out of... well, I don't really know why it'd be anything
else. I wonder if there's anybody that like hate listens to our show.
Honestly, that would be amazing. Like if that's actually true, don't be embarrassed. Don't feel like, oh, like I don't want them to know that that's what this is, or like, oh, well, this is just gonna start some kind of unnecessary whatever. No, I don't care at all. But if you hate listening to the show, please say something because that is amazing. Like, there's no benefit.
It'd be like if people listen to Rush Limbaugh when they want to get angry.
That's like, yeah, that's like literally looking at anything Alex Jones.
Yeah,
like
Alex Jones. That's a little less controversial.
Honestly, that's amazing. And please, please let us know. Yes,
please let us know. Hey, we got one more song, but we don't know what it is yet.
I do not. Though, listen to Big Shaq. You know what it made me think of? It made me think of Designer.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Like, it just sounds so, like, it's mostly just doing the different, like, vocal effects.
I guess.
But, like, the whole kind of vibe of, like, short line, ad-lib sound, short line. Like, the song is made up of the ad-libs, and that's only popular because the chorus is the tingle skrrr. Like the all the ad-lib sounds is why that's a meme and why that's now a song. And that's kind of the same way with Designer,
I guess.
We don't have to listen to that. I just wanted to say that. I just wanted to throw that out.
No, that's fair. That makes sense. I got you. I think we should listen to something else though.
Okay.
I think we should listen to Weezer.
Okay.
Do you like Weezer?
I do like Weezer sometimes.
Okay. Do you want to listen to Weezer?
Not particularly.
Okay, what do you want to listen to?
I don't know.
How about The Strokes, man?
No. I'm not going down this rabbit hole. Okay. You wanted to play a different song off of the Anderson .Paak album.
I did.
Why don't we do that?
Okay, fine. Make sure it's the clean one.
It is.
All right. Go for it. I'm fine with that.
All right. Well... what's the song?
It's called Put Me Through. It's very funky.
Let's get it.
Why the hell would you run this game? You candy. They'll never know
you put me through. A little while longer, a bit more time. Why would you run these thoughts across my mind? Please believe me, as cool as I remain, there's a point in which I'll lose my self-restraint.
Tasty.
Jesus. Yeah, no, I mean, the whole album is really good, and there's one, so you saw it at the end of Come Down, but there are other songs throughout the album that like have little samples, and they're from like,
yeah,
80s surfing ads.
Nah, dude, it's earlier than that.
I don't think so. I think it's,
you sure?
It's maybe
that other
maybe
one's 70s, definitely sounded 80s. Like a 60s type thing.
I don't know.
Also, like, who cared about surf after the 60s?
Okay, well, either way, they're like old surfing ads, and I think it's really, like, it's just so strange, because he did it with mentioned on Venice, too, because both of his albums have been location titles, which I think is interesting.
That is interesting.
Because they both, in terms of what they are, refer
to... Well, his new album
isn't,
though.
...the location. Well, that's a but that's not just Anderson .Paak, that's a collaboration
oh,
with
yeah. Yeah,
Knowledge,
right.
Which is why it's a different... They
you're
go,
right, you're right.
Yeah. I've been listening to a lot of Anderson .Paak recently.
I need to listen to Yes Lord.
But at one point...
Am I pronouncing that right?
I have no idea. Probably. Right. You'd have to ask him. He's the only one who can do it right, if we're being
yes,
honest.
Yes Lord.
But at one point in the album, one of the samples is just like, yeah, I like a little bit of the old and a little bit of the new. And if I can get them like mixed together, then that's where it's just right or something like that. And I think that's just really funny because that's kind of what I get when I hear Anderson .Paak's music.
Yeah.
And... it's good. You should listen to it. You, I the collective look. You, not just you, collective, right. All
okay,
of
cool.
you
cool.
should listen to it. All in,
like,
the,
yeah,
in the radio
do.
Sphere.
Everyone out there in radio land.
And if you're not convinced yet, check out his Tiny Desk concert, and then...
It's good.
At that point, you'll listen to the album.
Yeah.
I guarantee it. That's a Robinette guarantee.
Oh,
brought
boy.
To you by WGRH 104.9 FM.
Lafayette
College,
College Radio.
In Eastern Pennsylvania.
I'm Jake.
I'm Owen.
To that.
This has been Two Dat.
Two Dudes.
Assorted Tunes.
Woo!
And we will see you next week.
Stay lit, homies.
Adios.
Adios, mucho.